Harry's been trying again. Can the Stevens tries again against Felicity this time. He's got a team by Kaplan. Back out the cross. Up to the corner to the back. The street on good moving. Brian is a high pass. As he makes the push it. Got off the numbers. Don't go half the mile. He needs to get back on defense. And then Malcolm. Oh, Felicity inside to Kaplan. Well, we're going to get fair. Jason Kaplan's looking really good. He didn't throw a rant the first game, but they played every year with our back post this time. But Kaplan's looking really good tonight. Kaplan's trying to work the first round. He's covered by three throws, and he gets pushed away on. He's trying to get the pass off the floor. I think that high is over Ron Rogers, and now he's trying to make him feel like I've got a reaching spare when you're 6'5" and you're trying to dribble below your knees and just a little foul. You got Doyle out there. They almost got Coleman caught by Howard Beach reached inside. Nice play.
Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bedax, Brown City and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
We're back here at Harvey Tyson at the start of the first quarter. We've got a tie game, 38-38. Harvey starts possession here. And they start off with Lang, three from Seaman. No good. He's got a run into the lane. The draft play for everyone. This game's been everything we expected. No way, Daniel.
Absolutely. I think one thing about Seaman is we try to take him to our outside shot. That's the great thing about him. If he can take the outside shot and he can make those, then he's also a powerful threat down low.
Now, Bruce, you try to take it in the paint, but how it works back in the head. Comes out of the other end, Harvey. screen and goes up for a shot. He's trapped by Josh Wright and goes right back into the hands of Stones, and he takes the last three. It's not good. Hubbard beats his splash on the boards, and Hubbard wasn't back on it. So Wright got the rebound off of his line on the right side here. Carpet. Carpet feeds it over to Wright. Wright gets the guy on the court. Ritchie finds Boone cutting across the paint. No good. Nobody got another rebound for the Bucks. He'll score from all the way on his hand. One and one. Come up to the left, Cross looks to go left. He's covered by Carpenter. Look out, please, the backboard something here. And all I'm going to say in this game is on our hands. 38-38. I would pull out. That's a mismatch. Jason Carpenter's a pretty good defender. And that will against the speed. And he got bad that time. He took the shot. He was able to get the end, but he had some help at that point. And then the big guy just couldn't do it. But he got into the paint and laid it up off the glass. And we're going to take the lead again, 30-38. We'll see how many lead changes here in the fourth. But yeah, this is the first one.
I think that was a idea by Clark to take the speed.
But if he can get Carpenter to come here, that's fair. Four out of the paint. Eric Boone is down to 3 to put the Bearcats back in the lead. He's being back.
45-51 to Brown. That's the second lead change in this quarter.
And the shot taken there by Scott to get back from just inside the free throw line, and he grabs a foul. Now, that time he acted like he was going to grab and fall back up from the. We checked the free throws. They're both shooting 75%, but it's only 6 for 8 for Harbor Beach and 3 for 4. And now the fish is going to go all the way around. You know, I think that's the 15th free throw of the whole game. And Scott makes his first one, making it 31-31. And there's some high score changes here by the Bearcats.
Including number 12, Greg Cleary, and number 34, Marshall Leffron, in Broadway.
That leaves Boone out there with him, and the rookie asks for a person. And inside of each, we got Rukovic, Thompson, so Rukovic, Ginter, Kraft, Eli, Thompson, and Andrew Stevens. And here comes that second 2-2-1 pass by the beach, and Ginter, Kraft, picks the ball up in the basketball, there's no question. Kraft blows him out. He throws it to the left side of the Boone. Boone throws it back. There's a batch of Kraken in the face. Kraken does a little dip down. Shoots no good. Rebound again. And we're going to have a good there. You know, Kraken trying to slide and take his back. So he's going to do a dip down and run up and slap. And he's fading around instead of going straight up. And I think he would have got the run. So many times the bigger players just trying to lay it up over the run instead of using the back. That's an inbound. That's a cut inbound. Crash the ball. Right away. Down 17 to go. The visitors with the lead, which is the Lefty Bearcats, 43-42 on the back.
The last part, we talked about how we make the fourth lead change from this quarter.
So it's about the pass, he's got it on the outside, trying to push it up the paint, now he finds Seaman by the wall, Seaman throws it back out, nobody's gone, but Kraft picks up the loose ball. Both teams are forcing a lot of mental errors, intimidation maybe, or are we anticipating the break? I mean, how do these just come along like they're going to shoot inside, but then they throw it right back out the minute they see a big guy coming at them? Because I've got that one too, you know, he's got Malachi and Dimple and even Bob, he's done the little shot of those guys, but his ball goes broke. And Steven Carpenter took it on, couldn't get the shot out of the best way out the room, the rebound from the Carpenter, and he tried to reach out on the left. He turns out the senior, and then he turns out the freshman. You know, you see some really impressive things from the left side, and then he turns out and does something, you know, like that.
That's the second foul to Carpenter in the game, and that also makes 17 fouls for Robert Beach. That means Ugly is going to be in the arms the rest of the game.
That could prove to be the difference down the line here because Ugly's only got four players standing there on there. They've got a race to do it. So Carson goes to the line, he throws that one. And Carson comes in 16, so he's no short guy out there either. Well, it sends the lead to 2, 45-42, back up with the